Well, U.S. President Barack Obama has postponed his plans for military intervention in Syria over an incident in which chemical weapons were used against civilians.
I have therefore asked the leaders of Congress to postpone a vote to authorize the use of force while we pursue this diplomatic path. I've spoken to the leaders of two of our closest allies, France and the United Kingdom, and we will work together in consultation with Russia and China to put forward a resolution at the UN Security Council requiring Assad to give up his chemical weapons and to ultimately destroy them under international control.
Obama made the announcement as he addressed an increasing war-weary American public from the White House. The U.S. president said that he would explore a Russian diplomatic initiative to put Syria's chemical weapons under international control. He also said that he had asked the U.S. Congress to delay a vote on Syria in order to see if the Russian proposal would succeed. Obama said that he and the U.S. Secretary of State would hold talks with Russian officials regarding their initiative. So the U.S. president once again accused the Syrian government of being behind the August 21st chemical attack near Damascus. He said a military strike would be necessary to protect U.S. national interests, as well as the interests of the allies in the region, such as Turkey, Jordan, and Israel. Russian President Vladimir Putin has already warned that Russia's plan for putting Syrian chemical arms under international control can only be viable if the U.S. does not carry out a military strike against Syria.
Undoubtedly, all this makes sense and can function, can work only in the event that we hear that the American side and those who support the U.S. in this sense reject the use of force. Because it's hard to make any country, Syria or another country, any other state in the world, disarm on a unilateral basis if an attack is being prepared against it.
Switching over to the United States, Danville online columnist, Mr. Alan Rowland, thank you so much for being with us. Mr. Rowland, your take of the U.S. president's speech just a couple of hours ago, saying on the one hand that he was postponing it, but definitely not ruling out an ultimate attack.
Let me say this, and thank you again for having me on Press TV. It's pure bluster on Obama's part. What really happened here is this. He was caught flat-footed. The American people during this last week have literally flooded the phone lines of Congress. Any resolution for a strike was going to be shot down by a 10-to-1 majority in the House. That was a failure, and they knew it. So they took any reason they could or any excuse they could to back off. So right now there's a sense of relief in the United States Congress because the American people are finally fed up with war. And you were right in your lead in mentioning that. War weary, it's much more like total, like just totally beside themselves and the fact that we do not want to be involved in another strike, military strike. So the interesting thing is this, Obama and his speech mentioned the key words. I could not believe he said this, but at the end of his speech, he talked about American exceptionalism. That's the problem. We see ourselves as exceptional. We aren't exceptional. We're the rogue country on the planet. And most of the country is realizing this. Putin should be congratulated because he found a way for us to get out of this. Obama's looking foolish. Kerry's looking foolish. There is absolutely no proof that the Assad government basically had those plans. We also know that Saudi Arabia probably delivered gas projectiles or whatever it was to the rebels. We know the rebels are being backed by the West. This is regime change. One and only regime change. Just, and the ultimate goal, as Obama said himself, is Iran. So it's tough, blustering talk, but Obama doesn't have a leg to stand on. He's been shot down by the public. He's been shot down by the House. And he saved himself an embarrassing moment by having to face a House that voted 10-to-1 against him if he went ahead with his resolution.
Well, let's look at that, Alan. Do you think that because he said he will give the situation a couple of weeks to, first of all, get the information in as far as the investigative international group that was in Syria investigating that situation to see if the chemical weapons were used, and also giving time for this Russian plan to be implemented. Do you think that basically the danger of the United States attacking Syria is out of the way, or is it likely just to have been postponed?
That's bluster again. As I said 2 weeks ago, there's not going to be any attack. It's total bluster. It's where it should be right now, in the UN's hands. The UN, and for reasons that it was purposely set up, is acting very slowly on this. Obama has a way to back out of this now. There's not any threat of an attack is over. There's no way the American public will basically buy into this now. That's not going to be resurrected. That's pure bluster on Obama and Kerry's part to somehow maintain that they have this. They have a lightning rod that they could strike at any moment. It's total bluster. So, yes, it's where it should be right now, in the UN's hands. Putin basically is looking like a hero. Kerry looks embarrassed. Obama looks totally confused, as he looked during his speech. American exceptionalism is over, and the American people are tired of it also. So this is all good that's happening, but something else has happened which you have not referred to yet, and that's, which I am, and the American people have woken up. They're tired of this, and they're tired of our bullying tactics and our so-called exceptionalism, and right on the eve of perhaps the greatest hoax in American history, the 9/11 false flag operation or official story, which something like 35% of Americans do not believe. So all of this is coming to a head. This is good stuff. I like it.
All right. And on that note, we appreciate you being with us, Mr. Alan Rowland, online columnist out of Danville.